Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Sepp.
Good morning, boys. All right, now settle down straight away. We've got a lot of time to make up.
Make up?
Here. How do you mean, sir?
Look, just because I make a remark, it doesn't mean that you boys can both start talking.
I only said, how do you mean, sir?
Well, we never started talking.
But what do you think you're doing now? Don't you call that talking? Or am I supposed to believe that that's the deaf and dumb language?
I didn't know you understood it.
Understood what?
The deaf and dumb language.
Well, neither I do.
Well, how do you know that wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was... Bottomly, are you just trying to start an argument?
Me, sir?
Yes, you.
Why, sir?
Well, why? Never mind why. Are you?
Am I?
Yes, am you. Are I? Am I?
I don't know, is you?
Yes, don't we? No, I mean, no. Serves you right, Bottomly. I should have given you the stick as soon as you opened your mouth. I should have known that before long you'd start being ridiculous.
Why, sir?
Well, if I had half my wits about me, I... Stanford, do you want the stick too?
No, sir.
All right, well, keep those questions of yours to yourself. Otherwise, you'll get it.
Strike.
Quiet. And now perhaps we can make a start.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Last lesson, I told you that Richard I came to the English throne in the year 1189. Remember?
I remember you telling us, although I don't remember him.
Don't you?
No, he's never lived in our street, because I know all the people there.
Bottomly, look, if you think you're being funny, my boy, you're making a very grave error. Yes,
What's that mean, sir?
What does what mean?
A grave error.
A grave error?
That's what happens when a doctor makes a mistake.
What?
It's a grave error.
Yes, that's it. When a... No, that's got nothing to do with it at all. And Bottomly.
Yeah?
Look, if you don't very quickly decide to stop this nonsense and pay attention to your studies, you'll find yourself in a grave, and there won't be any error. And stop saying that, too.
Well, what's it mean, sir?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, Stanford, and I don't want to know. But I'll tell you what I mean, and that's this. If you dare ask another question, I'll bowl you over. I'll deal with you severely.
Strikes, I only wanted to know what a...
Hold your tongue and pay attention to the lesson.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you both remember that I told you that Richard I came to the throne in the year 1189?
I told you that.
Yes, sir, I remember.
All right, then. Well, what was he noted for, Stanford?
Noted for, sir?
Yes. Tell me something about him. Well, go on. I'm waiting for it.
What, sir?
Go on. Say how do you mean, sir?
How do you mean?
I'm waiting for you to say it.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, don't you usually say it?
No, sir.
Well, I think you do. However, I'm very pleased to know that you didn't say it. That you've eventually got yourself out of that stupid habit.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, I should have known. And you can't say you didn't ask for that. Perhaps that'll keep you quiet for a while. Well, what about you, Bottomly?
What about me?
Can you tell me anything about Richard I?
Oh, well,
Well, can you?
Well, only about him working in the circus.
Yes, but apart from that, everybody knows that he... No, wait a minute. Have you pardon?
I said only that business about the circus.
Circus? What circus?
The circus he was working in.
Circus he was working in? He never worked in a circus in his life, you idiot.
Eh? Well, who was that joker, Richard the Lion Tamer?
That was his sister.
Sister?
No, his brother.
Oh, well, I didn't know the family. Oh, I told you that.
I thought he was a king.
Look, quiet. Look, for goodness sake, stop talking. You see, I'm so confused that I don't know what I'm saying. If you'll just give me time, I'll green buckle.
Yes.
Now, here's some real trouble.
Yeah,
Look, I don't want you to say anything at all, Greenbuckle. Understand? Not a thing.
I never said anything.
All right, I didn't say you did, but don't, that's all.
I haven't even said good morning yet.
All right, well, don't say good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys, because I'm in quite enough trouble as it is.
Trouble?
Yes, trouble. And I hoped I could have it straightened out before you arrived.
Yes, I don't suppose you'd like to rely on me for too much.
No.
We green bottles are like that too.
Huh?
We always like to do our own thing.
Yeah, well, green bottle.
Yes?
I never intended to ask for any assistance from you. I never have in the future and I never will in the past. In the future. I never have in the past and never will in... never play with the gypsies in the woods.
You wouldn't like a lie down, would you?
How do you mean, sir?
Yes, well, that's not right.
Look, quiet. Stop that talking.
Would you like a glass of water?
Yes, perhaps that'll make me feel good. No! Bottomly, come back here. Come back and sit down in your place. All I want is peace and quietness. Now, do you think you can all understand that?
No, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And now, Bottomly.
Yeah?
Richard I did not work in a circus.
No, he did not.
Greenbottle, if you dare to advise us on this at all, you'll get the stick. I'm fed to the teeth with your explanations of things, and I don't want any more of them. Now, will you please let me straighten this out, or won't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good of you. Bottomley made a remark a little while ago, which, had I seen it in print, I would have sworn that you said it.
He
said that he thought Richard the First was called Richard the Lion Tamer.
I never said that.
Now, all right, I know that. Bottomley said it.
Sure.
Yes, but I simply thought that it was the type of thing that you'd say.
Yes, well, that's wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
Well, was he sure there was the Lion Tamer?
Yes, well, that's just common knowledge. We all know. No, what?
It was his son.
His son?
Yes, his son Daniel.
He didn't have a son called Daniel?
Yes, he did, and he used to live in the lion's den.
But what?
Haven't you ever heard of Daniel in the lion's den?
I
want to read your Shakespeare.
Well, that sounds all ought to be right. What circus was he in, sir?
Listen. Maybe you'd like me to say a few words on the subject of lions and their den.
But Greenbuck, if you don't stop talking immediately, you're going to wonder what struck you.
I
don't know how long you think I'm prepared to put up with this drivel. But I'd like you to know that I've had quite enough of it.
Yes, but I felt that a few words on the subject...
They're quiet!
Yes.
At last. Look, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't seem to teach you boys anything.
No, sir.
I seem to be an absolute failure.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen. What say we declare an armistice and start again? I'm prepared to forget everything that's happened. Forget all Greenbottle's ravings and his confusions with biblical history.
Aye.
Quiet. I'm prepared to forget all the nonsense and cheeky remarks if you boys will just keep quiet and pay attention for the rest of the lesson. Quiet. Look, well, perhaps you'd rather all stay in for an hour or two after school.
All right.
Well, the only alternative you have is to keep quiet and pay attention to the rest of the lesson.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, we'll just assume that nothing has happened. There's been no cheeky remarks, no ridiculous statements, nothing.
No, sir.
And we're just going to start the lesson now.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Yes. Well, here I am. I've just arrived.
Oh, hello.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yes, beautiful.
It's running like mad outside.
Well, that's lovely.
How are you feeling?
Fine, eh?
What a shame.
Yes, it's a pity.
I'm not late today, am I?
No, Greenbottle.
No, I won't come and talk tomorrow.
Maybe we'd better start again. We're all in the horror.
Well, what? I mean, Bottomy. Ow! There, Bottomy. I hope that hurt you. And you were in that too, Greenbottle.
No, it didn't.
There. Serves you right, the both of you. You see what happened? I appeal to you, I ask you to do something, and what happened? You do exactly the opposite. You boys just seem to thrive on idiotic remarks.
Yes, but...
Quiet. The trouble is you boys can't be trusted. I wouldn't trust any of you as far as I could throw a steamroller.
No, but I trust
the steamroller. Why not, sir?
Well, look, if you won't take any notice of me when I ask you to do a thing, the only thing I can do is to make you take notice of me, so look out. I'll rule you boys with a rod of iron.
Right, sir.
Stand up.
Why, sir?
Stand up!
Yes, sir.
That's. Now sit down.
What?
Sit down!
Yes, sir.
There. I'll soon show you who's the master here. You boys have got to be taught to obey my command without question. And bottom.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Stand up.
Yes, stand up. No, sit down. Stand up. Now, stay where you are.
Well, make up your mind.
What? I mean... You see? You see? I mean business. Well, is there anybody else who wants some of the same medicine?
No, sir.
No, all right then. Well, don't forget that I'm not taking my hand off this cane. So if you want the stick, all you've got to do is to misbehave yourself.
Yes.
And this time we might be able to make some headway.
Yes.
Right, now I'll do the talking. Richard the First came to the throne in the year 1189. He was a king in the House of Plantagenet, and he reigned until the year 1199. He was not called Richard the Lion Tamer, but Richard the Seal Trainer. Woman Hater. Richard the Lionheart.
Why, sir?
Why? Well, why do you think? Because he had cold feet?
Oh, he never did. How could you say such a thing?
The Greenbottle.
Yes?
Remember what I told you about the stick?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, I'll do the talking.
Yes, but...
It's quite all right, Greenbottle. I know what you were going to say.
Aye?
Well, at least I can well imagine what you might say.
Now, you couldn't.
Oh, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I know you better than you think I do. I can just hear you saying it.
Saying what?
Well, after I'd said, because he had cold feet, you'd say, oh, he did not. He never had any feet at all.
Now I wouldn't.
Oh, yes, you would, Greenbottle. And then you'd explain it. You'd probably say, my old man had a letter from Queen Anne, who was Richard the First's auntie or something.
Woo!
Quiet. And then you'd go on to explain quite logically that one day Queen Anne said to the king, to King Richard, she said, now come on, shake your leg or something. And he did, and he shook it right off, both of them.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes. I would not.
Yes,
well,
you
that
would.
Sounds a bit like his form to me. The, Queen Anne wasn't Richard's auntie's son.
No, I think you must be feverish.
The Green Bottle. Look, there's no need to make remarks like that. You'll be feverish if you're not very careful.
Yes, well, I'll never be as bad as that.
Won't you?
No. There wasn't one atom of truth in anything you said.
No, I know there wasn't. Only the part where, when I said that that was the sort of thing that you'd say.
Well, I would not.
And I say you would.
Well, I know Richard was the nephew of Queen Anne.
Yes, all right, and so you should.
You were thinking of Lord Kitchener.
Yes, but I was only telling a story of it. Thing of who?
Lord Kitchener.
Lord Kitchener?
Yes, of course he was.
What do you mean, of course he was?
Queen Anne was his auntie.
What?
Yes, well, that's what my old man told me.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yes, and so you should. It's in the history books.
Green, but would you mind very much if I use slang?
No.
Very good. Well, you're nuts.
Yes,
There's no doubt about it. You're crazy. Lord Kitchener was no relation to Queen Anne whatsoever.
Yes. Haven't you ever heard of Queen Anne Furniture?
The Queen Anne Furniture? Yes, of course I have.
Yes, well, he used to help her make it for a while.
Then what? Oh, but only for a while.
Yes.
Yes, well, I'm glad of that.
Yes, well, he made such a mess of everything, that's how he got his name.
Got his name?
Yes, she said to him, you're not going to be allowed to make any more furniture. Not for the kitchen or anywhere.
Kitchen or anywhere?
Oh, a beauty.
Yes, well, I studied these things.
That's not right, sir.
Queen Anne said that.
Yes.
And I don't blame her.
Well, clear out and get out of here, the lot. If you're going to go on with that nonsense, I'm just going to go outside. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.